my love. You sold your youth away. Memories for sinking ships that never would be saved.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning, happy Friday, people. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for joining me today. And so last week I announced on the show that I was probably going to be changing times to Thursdays. That has changed now. I'm definitely going to be changing times. The official time is going to be Mondays from noon to 1 p.m. And so I'll be doing this show and then two more episodes, and then I'll be taking a week off, and the new time will start Monday, February 21st at 12 noon. So hopefully you'll be able to catch me at that time. And if not, you can always tune in to CITR.ca to listen to the podcast of this show and any show here on CITR. This is 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today we have a special guest, Gloria Tom Wing Stout, and she is a life coach, and she is also going to be talking about her new book and how you can live your vacation. Doesn't that sound awesome? Wouldn't it be nice to feel like you're just on vacation all the time and things are just flowing and you're having a great time? Definitely sounds appealing to me. So welcome to the show, Gloria.
Hello, good morning, Marie, and your guest.
Hi.
I'm delighted to be here.
Thanks so much. So tell us, what inspired you to write Live Your Vacation, and what do you mean when you say Live Your Vacation?
Actually, the title came from a coaching conversation I was having with a client who is a solopreneur and was so busy with her work that she had not taken a vacation. And the conversation went to, she just loves her work so much that it felt like she was feeling joy every day. And so, so you are living your vacation. And that was just the title. I started to write a book. It was not an intention to write a book. Actually, the intention was to write a book of my mom's story, her life, because I think it's so amazing and it would be great as a legacy to share with our family and for anyone. But it was too much pressure to put for my mom, for her to write a book. And I was often told, you know, you should write a book because you have so much nuggets, and maybe it should be called Glorious Nuggets. And, well, my work is through divine guidance. So I says, my nuggets, what are my nuggets? And that was the first inkling of, well, you know, I should write down what I say, because when I do work with clients, I don't think ahead what I am going to say. I am just present and respond and work with them through divine guidance. So, okay, the opportunity came for me to write a chapter in a book, and I thought, well, that would be a good start. If I just write one chapter, then maybe I can dip my toes in a little bit and see if I'm meant to write a whole book. And that was a chapter in a book called Conscious Entrepreneurs. And so finishing that, it says, okay, now it's time to write your book. Just started with writing down the notes of, you know, my own life, my journey, the things that I've learned, the things that I've worked with on with clients. And it evolved into the book itself. So that was the start. And why that title and what it means? We all know what it feels like to be on vacation or to be looking forward to going on vacation. And usually that is when you're stress-free, you feel free, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. You don't have the pressures that you normally have in your daily life. Of course, yes, someone pointed out, if you lose your luggage, then you'll have some stress. But that's like in the journey of your life. Things will happen. So it's bringing that sense of joy that you have, and excitement and freedom and carefreeness, regardless of what type of vacation you have. So your ideal vacation is when you are at your highest and best self, and things are flowing and you are happy, you're feeling joy. So why not bring that feeling to your everyday life? Why wait until you have to go on vacation? For some people, that may be a yearly journey or outing. For others, it may be, 2 years, 3 years, maybe, when they last had a vacation. And so why wait to have that feeling until then? It just seemed too far away.
So, Gloria, just to be clear, for people who haven't read the book yet, so Live Your Vacation isn't about being financially free enough to just travel and be on vacation all the time. It's about making the life that you have now, doing the work that you do and your family and all of your daily obligations, but yet feeling like you're not stressed out all the time like so many of us are, and feeling like you're just enjoying life.
Yes, and feeling your sense of purpose every day, because that's what will pull you forward. If you have that sense of purpose and you know who you are, you know, that's in the book, that's the first step, just knowing the person that you are, not the role that you play or what you have. Your identity, as we all know it, on the external realm, but more of the essence, the masterpiece that you are. So, yes, you are right. It's not about traveling the world. It could be, if that's what gives you joy and you're at that point in your life and that's what you choose to do, but it does not have to be. So you do not have to have won the lottery before you can go on vacation or the type of vacation you want. The joys that you have are really within you, and you take that around every day. So it's whatever fills your cup up, whatever fills you up with joy, and to find that every day. And yes, if you are at your highest and best self and you're living very consciously and choosing to respond to whatever is going on in your life, then you will be less stressed. and you will feel more joy because you are doing the things that give you joy. And those things does not have to cost money, because money always comes up. Well, I don't have money, so therefore I can't go on vacation or I can't feel joy. That's not true. You can, from a conscious place of choosing where your thoughts go and what actions you take and what you express in your life.
So, Gloria, I'm curious, when we talk about being on vacation with your thoughts, some people use imagery or daydreaming as a tool to manifest their desires, and yet other people use it as a way to escape their life. So they might just be spending half their day daydreaming and wishing that they were somewhere else, thinking about how their life is going to start when they get the new job, the new partner, the lottery, or whatever it is that they're dreaming for. So what's the difference between using that as an escape and changing your thoughts? Can you clarify?
Sure. Well, daydreaming as a tool. You know, when you're daydreaming, as I said, you're just spending time to wish you were somewhere else. It's like the grass is greener on the other side. Then you're not really consciously making a choice on whatever is going on. So really, I think first of all, it's why are you doing what you're doing in any moment? So it's becoming more conscious in the very moment. Okay, so I am sitting and I'm daydreaming because, you know, I just don't like my life right now. Then, yes, in a sense, that's escaping. But when you're attending to what's going on and living a life of your dreams is different from daydreaming, because living a life of your dreams is being present now, knowing what your dream life is, knowing how you want to feel, what you want to be doing, and being conscious of making choices about what you're thinking. So if you're thinking about, okay, my life 5 years from now, that's fine if you're strategizing and opening up to what your vision is for 5 years from now. But that is with intent and with consciousness. It's not like, well, you know, I'm having a fight right now with my spouse or my friend or my colleague, and I'm just going to sit and think about working somewhere else and being somewhere else and not attending to how you're feeling or what's going on.
Thanks for clarifying that. And so, Gloria, we talked before about the possibility of maybe doing some mini coaching sessions. You are also, in addition to being an author, you are a life coach, and you're local. I believe you're in Burnaby.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering, is it okay if people want to call in? What kind of questions do you help people deal with in like a mini little conversation?
A mini one. How about what's concerning you right now?
All right. So if you want to get on the air and speak with Gloria, the phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-UBCCITR. You can also go to Gloria's website, liveyourvacation.com. There's more information about her book. And she also has a free ebook. Is that what it is?
It's a special report, and it's called The Top 7 Obstacles to Living Your Vacation.
Wonderful. And then you also have a newsletter, Peak Success Inspirations. Well, that sounds interesting. So what does it mean to have peak success?
Well, when you're at your peak, you're at the highest point. When you're best and your highest self, you are your highest and best person that you are. So that's the imagery of peak. And the it means personal excellence through awareness and knowledge with action.
Beautiful. And so you're talking about living your purpose, and that can help you to be feeling like you're on vacation all the time because life is just joyful. You're not getting up in the morning hating your job, you're getting up to live your purpose. It's a really big difference. So how do you help your clients find their purpose? So many people search through their whole lives going, what am I here to do? And they don't know. So how do you help people?
It's first about really getting to know you. You know, what gives you joy? Who you are? And that is a journey. So it's taking an inward journey to find who you are. But that is actually not escaping to someplace else, but being present now and looking through your life to see there is a pattern. I know for myself, when I looked back as a teenager, that was my first inkling of beginning to know who I am. And after reading a book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, that had such a resonance for me. I didn't know about the whole self-development, evolution, and all of that. I just read that book, and it just felt so good to me because it was as if I knew myself then. Not with those words. It was just an inner knowing. So it's finding where that began for each person. And so, like for me, it was then, because I always had a positive orientation. And so having that positive perspective, I learned that is one of my gifts, and that's who I am. And so what I do, I bring that to it. Now, you know, that's fast-tracking to now and just watching my journey. So how I help is just engaging in the conversation to get to know the person in that conversation. And by my asking the questions and they reflecting, they come to know themselves. And so they are sharing with me, and I'm just getting to observe, enjoy, and reflect back. And looking at the things that you are doing, where you are spending your time. You know, are you living your purpose in the moment? It might not, you know, some people think, okay, it's handed to you in a silver platter. All of a sudden, one day you just know. Well, it may be that you get an enlightenment or an insight one day and you feel, oh my gosh, this is it. Or it may just take time. So for each person, it's different. And so I need to engage in the conversation and work, quote unquote, with that person to get to know them and as they get to know themselves.
Wonderful. Thank you, Gloria. Well, it's time for a break. So we are speaking with Gloria Tomwing-Stout, and she is a life coach. She is also author of the book Live Your Vacation, and you can find her online at liveyourvacation.com. If you're interested in getting a mini coaching session on the air, if you have something going on for you right now, a challenge, or you're wanting to work through something, Gloria is available to do a mini little session over the phone on the air today. So if you would like to give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. I'm Marie Bernard, and I just want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, the show, I said last week that I'll be changing to Thursdays, but that's actually incorrect. The official answer now is that I will be changing to Mondays at 12 noon p.m. So that will be beginning on February 21st. So there's going to be two more Synchronicity episodes coming up, and then I'll take a week off and we'll be back on Monday, February 21st at 12 noon. So I hope you'll be able to join me then, or you can always catch podcasts at citr.ca or on my personal website, spiritualshow.com. So we'll be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul in a moment.
Mom, I gotta say, I liked your hair better before.
I'm not gonna make it into work today, sir. I'm really tired.
You know, honey, on second thought, that dress does make you look fat.
Unfortunately, we aren't all blessed with a verbal filter to keep us out of awkward situations. We are, however, born with a natural set of filters, our kidneys. Kidneys work to regulate water and reduce waste, ensuring our bodies operate at their top performance. March is Kidney Health Month. Take care of your kidneys. They may be the only filter you have. For more information about your amazing kidneys, visit kidney.bc.ca.
Looking for new ways to increase your energy and overall well-being this new year? Sustainability Television is an online venue for sharing content and ideas about healthy, low-impact lifestyles, community welfare, and environmental innovation. They're having a monthly draw for a chance to win some great prizes from some of their partner organizations to help you cleanse, strengthen, and invigorate your body and mind. Sign up for free as an individual member at sustainabilitytelevision.com and you will be automatically entered into the contest twice. Also, you can get three additional entries simply by joining them on Facebook and Twitter. So don't delay and become a member at sustainabilitytelevision.com today.
The Hennessy Salon in Richmond Center Mall is hosting the second annual Cutathon in support of Wigs for Kids BC, Sunday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Cuts are by donation. Minimum $20 for men, $40 for women. Donations of new, non-chemically treated hair are also welcome. In its four-year history, Wigs for Kids has raised over $300,000 and helped close to 300 BC kids living with cancer. Every penny raised goes to help the kids. Call Hennessy Salon in Richmond at 604-482-3262 to book a Wigs for Kids Cutathon appointment Sunday, January 30th. For more information, visit www.wigsforkidsbc.com.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. And our guest today is Gloria Tom Wing Stout, and she is the author of Live Your Vacation. You can find her online at liveyourvacation.com. She is a local guest. Very rarely do I have local Vancouver people on the show, but Gloria is in Burnaby. She's also a life coach, and she's offered to do some mini coaching sessions on the air. So if you are interested and you have some challenges that you'd like to talk through on the air, don't be shy. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Welcome back to the show, Gloria.
Hi, glad to be back.
So, Gloria, now when we talk about our purpose, what do you say for people who maybe have wanted a job or wanted, I mean, it could really be anything, a baby or a partner, something that they think is really going to fulfill them, and then they get it, and it's great at first, and then it just doesn't really feel like what they want anymore. What advice do you have for someone who's dealing with something like that?
I say take the time to go on your inward journey. And when I say inward journey, really get to know yourself. Get to know what it is you really, really want. And why do you want that? Do you want that other partner or a baby or that other job just so that you can feel good about yourself? Is that where you're tying your identity? And if so, then it's really time to take that inward journey and get to know truly what you desire. And when you find that place of who you are and do the things that fill you with joy, whatever it is, it could be just making sure you take time for yourself as opposed to just being busy and work and living as if you're on autopilot. You know, just doing what you're normally doing and then occasionally daydreaming, okay, I'll be happier when I have the baby or I'll be happier when I have a different job. So it's not really being engaged, fully engaged in the moment of your life now and accepting what's going on now in a conscious way and saying, well, okay, this is my life now. Why am I here? Do I want to change? And why do I want to change? So it's loving your life right now before you just leap on to the next thing or finding what there is to love in your life right now. So that's counting your blessings, being grateful, getting your whole body, physically your body, your mind, your soul, all aligned in the present, and then looking for what will bubble up as your deepest intentions and your desires, and then go from there. You see, because if we just are going for It's like running to what's shiny out there that looks better out there. And is it just because we want to make ourselves feel good because we don't feel good about what's going on right now here, minus the baby, minus this other job, minus a partner?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Gloria. And we have a caller on the line, if you're ready to take a call.
Sure.
Okay. So, Deborah, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Deborah. Hi. Yeah, I just had a question for your guest. So, I'm wondering if her perspective is your life purpose is one purpose, or can that change?
Excellent question.
To not change. Could you tell me more?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear her.
She wants more information. Can you tell her more about what you're asking?
Yeah, well, I'm more interested in her perspective of if, I guess there's different thoughts or different theories on it, but if you have sort of one purpose here from the start, like, or can that life purpose change throughout your life?
Okay. I'm answering generally, I will say it is possible that you have one, and it's possible that it can change over a lifetime. Now, do you want to be a little bit more specific about, like, give me some examples? Because I think, you know, like some children, you know, they know, I want to be a teacher. And they knew that at a very young age. And then they grow up and they become that teacher. And they're really happy and they love what they're doing. So their life is flowing according to that sense of that purpose of being a teacher, for example. I just use that as an example. When they're younger, they want to be a teacher, and that would feel fulfilling, and they did become that teacher, and that was fulfilling. But then, you know, they felt as if they should be doing something else that would be even more fulfilling. And so they discover that, and they move in that direction, and it's giving them joy. So it's really living what feels as if you're purposely driven in a loving way towards doing whatever it is that fills you up and gives you joy, and that you're making a difference to others at the same time. So in general, I could say yes, I believe it can change in that sense.
Does that answer your question, Deborah?
Yeah, so it can be both.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would, but I think you have to, like, look at what's going on for, I mean, if you'd like to share about yourself, we can go a little deeper if you wanted, but to answer your question in general, yeah, I think it can be both.
Not really about myself, I'm just thinking about how many times I've heard people say that they were sort of going along in their life, and something happens or some drastic change comes about, and then they sort of fall into this new life that's very different, but, you know, more maybe, I don't even know if it would be more fulfilling than their previous life, but there's a change that occurs. So I was just kind of interested on your perspective.
Yeah. Well, a change that occurs. So if the change is not something that they made or of their choice, then, you know, I would look at, okay, why is this happening? You know, what is the gift in it? Those are the questions I ask myself. And when I speak with clients, you know, what is going on? What is there a message here for me? Is there information for me? You know, what am I to learn? What is the gift of this happening? You know, because as you know, the quotation, blessings are sometimes, situations are blessings in disguise, as it were. So looking from that perspective, you may get some answers.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Deborah.
Yeah, great show.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So again, we are speaking with Gloria Tom Wing Stout. And if you would like to get on the air and ask her a question, or if you have something that's come up in your life and you would like a little bit of a mini life coaching session on the air, just obviously will only be a few minutes long, feel free to give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. It's already time for another break, so we'll be back with more synchronicity really soon.
It'll be a hot time in the old chapel on Saturday night, January 29th. It's the first annual Barn Burner Benefit, Vancouver's greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country review. Please join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of the Barn Burner, for a night of honky-tonk and rock and roll mischief. This show takes place at Vancouver's newest and most unique venue, Chapel Arts, in the downtown east side at 304 Dunleavy Avenue, just one block north of the Patricia Hotel. The Barn Burner Benefit features the stunning lineup of Shiloh Lindsay, Rodney DeCrew and his new Convictions, and Minto. It's three headliners for the price of one, and the majority of the proceeds will be going to the greatest radio station on the planet, CITR 101.9 FM, and the greatest new venue in Vancouver, the Chapel Arts Gallery. Put on your boots and show your support to ensure that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. In addition to the great acts playing, the night will also include a clothing raffle from Lifetime Collective, greasy cuisine, spaghetti westerns in the Galleria, and I'll be spinning the greasiest tracks between bands and after the show. Again, that's Saturday night, January 29th, 2011, at the Chapel Arts Gallery at 304 Dunleavy Avenue. $12 at the door, with doors opening at 8 p.m. There's no dress code, but denim on denim is probably advisable. The first annual Barn Burner Benefit, brought to you by Chapel Arts and CITR 101.9 FM.
Rastaman Vibration!
CITR 101.9 FM presents the 24th annual Bob Marley birthday celebration, Wednesday, February the 9th. The venue, 881 Granville Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. Featuring mostly Marley Band, Natural Flavor Band, OSC, Wasowa, with MC Louis Sutherland. Advance tickets at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat. Live broadcast by CITR 101.9 FM. Can't miss it.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. I hope you've had a fabulous week and that you're going to be enjoying yourself this weekend. And today we are speaking with Gloria Tom Wing Stout. She is the author of Live Your Vacation. You can find her at liveyourvacation.com online. And so if you're not living your life like it's a vacation, let's talk about why not. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Welcome back to the show, Gloria. Hi.
Hi, Marie. Hi.
So we're coming just up on the weekend right now, so people may be thinking about going away and going on vacation. So let's kind of talk about the differences between being on actual vacation and being on living your life like it's a vacation.
Well, on vacation, again, we are our highest and best selves. We are doing what we really would love to be doing because we are choosing to go somewhere or be somewhere. And so, yeah, people are usually excited, and this is a good time to really say, okay, what really gives them joy? And if your vacation is just one to just relax and be, you know, go somewhere warm and be at the beach, that's great. If it's one where you love to ski, you go up to the mountains where the snow is. Or it could just be at home playing with your kids or your cats or your pets. Whatever it is that gives you joy. And So notice as you're going on vacation, okay, is this my ideal vacation? How am I feeling? Check in on yourself. Check in on your body. Check in on where your heart and soul is during the time that you're away or whatever you're doing for your vacation. And see, you know, that you don't have to leave it behind when the vacation is, or the weekend is over, or the vacation is over, that vacation. So think about how you will bring those same feelings to your everyday.
And so, Gloria, now when we talk about vacations, and you mentioned how we're choosing to be there, we're going somewhere that we want to be, we've signed up for this, it's exciting. And so what about the normal? I mean, even if you love your job, there are things in your daily life that maybe you don't like doing, like chores or running errands or certain aspects of your job that might be kind of boring or dull or challenging, annoying. So how can people, even if they are living what they feel is their purpose, how do they deal with the drudgery of life? I mean, everyone has things in their life that they don't like to do, right?
Yeah, well, that is true. So if you were to take something as simple as like brushing your teeth, for example, oh my gosh, that's just a routine to just brush my teeth. But you do it anyway because you know it's going to be a healthier teeth that you have. It affects your health. So the reason is finding the reason why you have to do whatever you have to do, your reason. And so, yeah, there are things you don't like, but if there is a bigger vision and you're keeping your eyes on the bigger vision while you're doing what you need to do, then this becomes a non-issue because you then do it whatever you have to do and you do it in a way that is inspiring for you. So if you have to do something anyway, find the joy. Find the joy in doing it, or think about the joy you will feel when you're done doing it. So then you are conscious. You are living consciously and awake. It's not like, well, I just have to do this and you hate it. Well, why hate it? It's going to be even harder for you. There will be no joy in that. So do whatever you need to do and find the joy in doing it, or find the joy that's at the end of doing it. And you have that choice.
Definitely. Well, thank you. And so, Gloria, I'm just wondering about some of your, let's talk about your coaching and the services that you offer. What is a breakthrough strategy session?
Well, you have something where you're stuck and you need a breakthrough. So let's talk about what that is and break through it. Because when you break through in a session, relates to breaking through in your life in other areas, depending on what it is.
And so someone who's going from feeling completely stuck every day, someone who's 40 years old, they're dealing with like midlife, they don't know, they feel like their life isn't going anywhere, they're just stuck, they can call you up, and in an hour they'll have a solution?
Well, they will have a breakthrough, and sometimes maybe more than one, or they will have a direction, but there will be an unstuckness. There will be a breakthrough. I don't know. I don't have the crystal ball as to what it will be. And sometimes, you know, clients will come to me and they don't even know, you know, consciously know where they're stuck, why they're stuck, why they're feeling. But by the end, they know, because the answer is really within them. I am simply helping them dig it out and clear whatever they need to clear and see more clearly what's going on and where they have a choice in doing whatever it is they need to do.
And so, thank you, Gloria. And what about this money breakthrough method? I'm sure a lot of people could use a breakthrough in their finances.
Yeah, you know, we all talk about, you know, that money, it's as if it's be all and end all. It's about really being at peace with money. And that peace with money could mean the money that you don't have or the money that you do have. So it's not about how much you have or don't have, but it's about being at peace. And that peace is a relationship that we have with our money. And there is a quote, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything, or how you do money is how you do everything. So if you were to stop and take a look at that, yes, the money breakthrough method is about being at peace with your money, having a whole different relationship, and see how that translates to other areas of your life. And that may mean healing money relationships that is a family heritage, as it were. So it's all how we learn about money, you know, what money means to us, and how that translates to what it is right now. Is our whole focus on just money? And what does that mean? What do we need to do? And what's the legacy that we want to create about money once we have healed the family relationships with money? So it's becoming in a conscious place. And money is just such a tangible thing for people to grab to or have a conversation about. And so if we break through on that, on money, we break through on other areas of our life. So you could have lots of money, but yet you're not at peace with it, or yet you live your life in such a constricted, not expansive way with the money that you do have, or it could mean that you are in debt and you're feeling guilt and shame about it, and so that's holding you back from moving on with your life and your purpose and your vision and truly living. Or it could mean that you are so tight about the money that you do have, and it may not be a whole lot, but yet you feel as if you don't have, or you're so scared and you have to be thinking of the rainy days ahead, and you're really not conscious about what's going on right now with your money. So there could be a lot of things and issues around money. And so breaking through money is going to open things up. So whatever that looked like for you in your life.
And so, well, we just have a few minutes left in the show. I'm going to put that number out there again, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487 if you're feeling stuck or you're having some kind of issue that you would like to talk about. Obviously, we're not going to have an hour to go through a big breakthrough, but if you would like a mini coaching session here on the air right now, give us a call, 604-822-2487. And Gloria, you mentioned how sometimes people's only focus can be money. I think it's pretty easy to happen in our society today. Do you have a lot of clients who are just the only thing that they focus on is money?
Yes and no. It's not the only thing, but yes, it does come up. And it's for those who are feeling the pressures, as you said, you know, with this economy and all of that, and that's all external, and it's easy to just grab onto money. But when we look at money, it's just a means of exchange, and it's energy. And so we talk about money, but we talk about other things around money as well. But we break through on the money part, and then we discuss the bigger pictures of life.
Okay, well, thank you, Gloria. And we have a caller on the air. She has a comment and a question. So, caller, you are on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
My name is Lisa Tomlinson. I'm a psychotherapist here in Vancouver. And I'm listening with great interest to the guest speaking about breakthroughs. And I became a little bit concerned because I thought it was slightly misleading to tell an audience that a breakthrough will lead to change in life. Indeed, a breakthrough is the start. Awareness is always the beginning of making change. But what happens is a person will need to move beyond intellectual awareness. There's integration that needs to take place, which happens through practice. And it's through practice over, in my experience with myself and with clients, it's much more of an investment of time and energy than a simple phone call or a couple of conversations. That's all I wanted to say.
And Gloria, thank you for calling. How do you respond to that, Gloria?
Well, Lisa, thank you. I really appreciate you bringing that up. You are right. And in no way am I saying that one breakthrough is going to take care of all your problems in life. You are absolutely correct. It's a start. Awareness is really the beginning. And yes, once we are aware and we have to integrate that into our lives so that it aligns with our heart, mind, and soul, and we do the actions that will allow us to have even more breakthroughs and make the changes that we want in our life. So I'm not at all disagreeing with you. I'm, in fact, agreeing with you. And, yes, in this short, I'm not saying that one session and all your life's problems are done because you're breaking through everywhere else. It is through, I do believe that you can have breakthroughs in other areas of your life, but yes, it is a journey and it does take time. And that time is dependent on the person and what they're doing and in that particular area of whatever they're challenged on. So thank you. I appreciate that clarification. So yes, you're right. That's important.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not at all disagreeing with you.
Thank you. And so it's time for another break. We'll be back in just a moment. We are speaking today with Gloria Tomwing-Stout, and she is the author of Live Your Vacation. You can find her online at liveyourvacation.com. And if you'd like to get on the air and ask a question, we have just a few minutes left in the show. I think I'm going to play some music in a bit. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Thanks to both of the callers who have called in today. It's been wonderful speaking with you. And I just want to let you know that I'm going to have two more episodes here on Friday mornings, and then Synchronicity will be moving to Mondays at noon. So the first show of the Monday episodes will be Monday, February 21st, and will be airing from noon to 1 p.m. So please do follow me there if you're available. And if not, you can catch podcasts online at citr.ca. Back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others have fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
AMS Speakeasy provides information, peer counseling, and crisis support to the UBC community. Speakeasy volunteers are carefully chosen and trained to assist students in dealing with a wide range of issues, including relationship breakups, substance abuse, sexuality, and exam stress. To access our service for information or counseling, drop in to visit our desk on the north side of the sub-concourse. All drop-ins and call-ins are strictly confidential. We also have an online email referral service. If we can't help you, we can refer you to someone who can.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Happy Friday. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. And today, actually, I think next week, there was a cancellation, and I may possibly have Dr. Joe Dispenza on next Friday. I'll have to get back to you on that. I'm talking with his assistant right now. So, well, not right this second, but you know what I mean. And so if you are not familiar with Dr. Joe Dispenza, he's the chiropractor who was featured in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? And he talks about changing your brain as well through meditation. And he has a lot of different techniques. I think he's coming out with a new book. So tune in next week. He may or may not be on the show next Friday. Right now, today, we are speaking with Gloria Tomwing-Stout. She is the author of Live Your Vacation, and you can find her at liveyourvacation.com. Welcome back to the show, Gloria. Hi.
Hello, Marie.
Hi, thank
you. Nice to be back.
So I'm going to put the number out there one more time, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. If you would like to get on the air and ask a quick question, we're going to be wrapping up in just a few minutes because I'd like to play a couple songs before we end the show today. But I'm wondering, Gloria, we're talking about live your vacation. And so I'm wondering if there's anything, what's the most important point that you want to get across today about your book?
Taking that inward journey is one step, but, you know, in the journey of our lives, you're living your vacation. It's not as if you're at a destination where everything is, so perfect that there are no challenges, because that's not real. In the journey of our lives, we carry along with us a lot of excess baggage. So part of living your vacation is really always releasing your excess baggage. Well, first of all, knowing what they are and taking some action on them. So that's one aspect. It's releasing those excess baggage as well as taking along the essentials with you. What are those essentials that, you know, fills your life up, that will support you? And those might include physical things, but they are also spiritual principles that I talk about in the book that will help us in our journey of our lives. Principles such as the present is indeed perfect. So another important point is it really is about the masterpiece that each of us are at our highest and best self. That's what really is living your vacation is about also. And so it's being comfortable in who you are and living from that place of the masterpiece, the highest and best self, coming from a loving place. So it's being at home, really, to who you are and looking at people and life through those loving eyes. So in relating with others in a loving way, as if they are masterpieces as well.
Wonderful, Gloria. Thank you. And so your website is liveyourvacation.com. If people are interested in reading your book, where can they find it?
Yes, that's right. They can find it on Amazon.com, at liveyourvacation.com online, as well as locally at 32 Books in North Van. And that's where for now. I did want to, if I may, just share, with your caller earlier on, Lisa, and for any other, psychotherapist out there, my work in coaching is not, it does not replace, I don't do therapy. So when I work with clients, I do refer them, if they need psychotherapy, to all the experts in that, because my coaching work is, it is whole, and so when I work with clients, it's from that perspective, just in case.
So it kind of sounds like to be, you're a coach, and so it's like the difference between going to see a personal trainer versus going to see, like, a doctor.
Or someone who's specializing in their specialty.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close the show?
That each of you are masterpieces, and to live your highest and best self. And if you have any questions for me, liveyourvacation.com or gloria@peaksuccesscoaching.com.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Gloria, for being on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So again, that was Gloria Tom Wing Stout. You can find her online at liveyourvacation.com. That's also the name of her book, and she also offers coaching, life coaching sessions. So if you, I'm just all discombobulated now. I'm really excited that I'm going to be switching times, but I am going to miss the morning, seeing the Friday sunrise guys every morning, every Friday morning when I come in. And but I'm looking forward to moving to Monday afternoon, Monday from noon to 1 p.m. The first Monday show will be February 21st. So I'm going to have next week and one more episode. And I believe next week could possibly be Dr. Joe Dispenza. We will see what happens, but I'm sure it will be a fabulous guest no matter who decides to be on the show next week. So thank you so much for being with me today. I hope that you have a super fantastic, fabulous, wonderful weekend. And I will be back next Friday with more synchronicity. I'm going to close the show with one or two songs. This first one is by Kara Johnstad, and the song is called Thank You. So thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
It's an amazing gift to reach across miles and know that you are there. It's an amazing gift to call you up and know that you care. As if no time has gone by, as if all the years and months have dissolved. Being the friend that you are, it is your trust that has brought us this far. An unconditional love so pure that I tremble. Brought us this far, an unconditional love so pure. I cry, I laugh, I'm an utter happiness. I'm so blessed to have you.
tes pas dégants et tu verras à jamais ta dégâts. Prends-moi tes pas dégants. Shines on through the